Borders and Becoming. High Plains Public Radio will soon begin its Fall Radio Readers Book Club. The theme this time is Borders and Becoming. Here's a brief appreciation of the unique landmass found in the books, which embraces our wide openness. In our mind's eye, let's compress the million-year geological epoch of the High Plains into a single year. As the Earth came to a rest, the continents ceased their wanderings and eruptions. The vast openness became home to hordes of giants, elephants, camels, horses, bloodthirsty cats, bison, roaming at will, bounded only by a great river on the east and a formidable and ragged mountain range westward. In late October of this telescoped year, the first roaming bands of humans, no more than large families, walked through the waist-high grasses, no longer confined by the retreating glaciers. These tribes spent the next 6 weeks ranging far and wide on the prairie, hunting some animals to extinction, and hardly impacting the herds of others, which stretched from horizon to horizon. Those were a people whose only borders were the time they could travel on foot from day to day. In this early December, they were joined in the tall grasses by bands of men astride fantastical animals that made them seem to be gods. The magical beings brought not only the sword and captivity, they brought in their complicated minds fixed ideas of where and how night should be spent, when and where crops should be grown, and a god who could only be worshipped in the limiting confines of a man-made structure. They said that God expected all who worshipped to respect the limits of their existence, first well-worn footpaths, then trails, then roads and property lines. By the third week of this December, the invaders had taken control of the bodies, minds, and hearts of the October people and forced them to agree to the new realness. They have formed communities with limits, called streets, with borders within borders. We live now in the last few hours of that compressed 10 million years, respecting those boundaries, accustomed to them as law. Like those who went before us, we have that map of limits in our unconscious. It is part of our armory of civilization. But, at times, the echoes of the October people stir within us. We are not given to wander in the tall grass except perhaps in our imaginations, without limits, without borders. You'll find more about the Radio Readers Book Club at the hppr.org website, under the Features tab. Thanks for listening and being a member of the book club. For High Plains Public Radio, this is Wayne Hughes.